Okay, so what do we have here? I guess this is going to be my first ever AMA response situation. A buddy of mine actually told me that I might have done an AMA a little too soon, but whatever. I'm just having fun. Okay, so let's start with the non-anonymous questions. Because I got more anonymous questions than I did non-anon, so non-anon. Okay, so from Narnia, what inspired you to start recording your own audios rather than just writing scripts? And have you thought about sharing more of your art here? I admit, I'm also a bit curious about where do you get your inspiration? Are they mostly your own fantasies, or do you also get ideas from something you've seen or read, for example? First off, thank you for listening to my audios. It's kind of crazy how much I've gotten done in like a span of, I don't know, when did I start writing scripts? A little less than 2 months ago, and doing audio about a month now. Like back to back writing, back to back recording, kind of just going insane. I don't know, like, I feel like a lot of other VAs out here kind of just started doing it because they were just, curious. They've been lurking. They wanted to give it a shot. I guess the same goes for me. I'm always like, I've always been like a creative person, as you've seen. I guess I've wanted to put something else out there that was kind of new and kind of out of my, what do you call that? Out of my comfort zone. I still really like writing scripts. It's just not as frequent, since I started doing more, recording. And the art thing, I might do something with it. I do want to do some more art for, like, covers, kind of, for my audio, or, what's the word? Like, complimentary drawings with my audio. It sounds, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'll make it work. The last thing I did was actually just, like, fan art. Inspiration-wise, I'd have to say I am a huge like B-rated film fan. Really campy slasher. Just really bad acting movies. They're really fun. And a lot of themes and what I do is like, taking something campy, taking something like stereotypical or like a trope, and then putting a spin on it. I guess specifically more recently, my Wanted Babysitter audio. I always thought that babysitter slash father trope was like super fun, and I wanted to do something weird with it. I guess I get inspiration from film. I also get a lot of inspiration from music. I think when I first started doing scripts, a lot of it was I would hear like a line from like a song and it would just stick with me, and then I would kind of just write around that. Like Passenger, I think was like my first script for Gone Wild, and that was pretty much, for whatever reason, I, like, based it off of the song Passenger from Deftones, if you know Deftones. Yeah. And now we have a Camarille. You got them socials. yes and no. I have Reddit. also have a Twitter, which I go by the same user on Reddit. There's not much there. MVSOCHST. Follow me on Twitter. Shameless plug. Alright. So now, on the anonymous, how do you feel about listening back to your own voice? Have you gotten used to it, or you don't? Or don't you like it? Or you don't like it? At first it was kind of weird, because, like, you know, when you're moaning and shit like that, and you kind of listen to it. I mean, it's weird when you know that, you know, some of it is fake, and you're kind of picking apart at your own voice, picking apart at, like, every single, stumble that you do. But I got used to it. Sometimes I just, like, listen and get myself worked up with my own voice. That sounds really narcissistic, but now I like it. It helps me pinpoint what works and what doesn't work. I only like making things that, you know, I like and what I want to hear type deal. Going to cheat and ask two questions. One, how did you discover your enjoyment of the particular, in brackets, smoking hot themes that are usually central to your audios and scripts? With that, which theme? There's, like, a lot of people are commenting, like, oh, you know, your work is pretty dark, and there's one constant factor that's, or constant theme that's in all of my scripts and audio, and that's rape. I think, I don't know, this is gonna be a, this is a weird answer, but fun fact, I think I'm gonna go off on a little tangent here, but fun fact, I used to kind of lurk on an entirely different website, like, many years ago, called Literotica, and there was, like, two or three voice actors that I've listened to, and they were pretty good. I don't even know if they do Reddit, but as far as I know, I don't think they're making audio anymore. There was one, it was Dr. Something, I forgot what his name was, and the other one was, his name was Mirage, and he did more of, like, the really kind of rough and, like, rapey, that's not a good word, rapey or CNC type stories, and it was, like, it was really good. Like, at the time, you know, a couple years ago, I thought it was super hot, and, like, it kind of was just on the back burner for a while. So when I started lurking GWA, I kind of remembered, oh shit, like, Mirage, you know, kind of had those themes, and I don't know. I just kind of wanted to put, like, fantasies out there and in words and in performance. Kind of vicariously living through it, almost. But now I have, like, you know, new inspo. I think it kind of accelerated a couple audios in, where it started getting, I guess, more depraved, if you will. And that was kind of inspired by the user. It's so weird, like, shouting out, like, other VAs, but I guess people do it often. But the user, Gangbang Cult, is kind of, like, a big inspo these days. And, like, I don't know, like, I just appreciate, like, his creativity and what have you. And it just happened to be that, you know, his stuff kind of clicked with me just because it's kind of like that itch that I was trying to scratch in the back of my head for a very long time, and, like, I couldn't find anything that would scratch it until I, you know, stumbled upon his work, and it was just, like, this whole, like, fucking treasure trove, and it's crazy. I'm just fangirling right now. How does one achieve your level of unbridled sexiness? I don't know. tough question. I'm a bit flustered, I'd have to say. I don't know. Just be you. Don't be afraid to put out in the world what you like, and, you know, some other crazy folks out there might like the same thing you do, so they might find it sexy. I don't know if that answered the question. It's my brain's, like, jumbled. Okay. Next question. What's your GWA origin? Your GWA origin story. So I haven't really been. I had a Reddit account. I started it last year. Initially, it was supposed to be for just, like, art, because I kind of wanted to put more art out there. I hope that's not picking up my stomach grumbling. wanted to put more art out there, and that didn't really, like, work out. I wasn't really putting the time in looking for those niche and putting in the work to actually doing the art. Obviously, like, 2020 was, like, a real shit show, so you know, everything was all over the place, and I kind of just posted a few things and then, like, left. And then a friend of mine, like a IRL user, a bunch of Radish Spirit, was him and I and, like, a couple other friends were kind of just, like, you know, hanging out, and he kind of posted something that he did. And I didn't know anything about, like, you know, Soundgasm. I had no idea that thing existed. I didn't even know, like, there was an erotic audio subreddit. I mean, there's a subreddit for everything, but again, like, I'm still very new to navigating Reddit. So he shared his work, and I was like, oh shit, like, that's weird. Like, I used to, you know, listen to, like, audio porn, like, years ago. And, like, I had no idea that you were doing that stuff. And then he was doing it for years, too. He showed me stuff, and I was like, oh, shit, like, this is kind of cool. Let me take a look. The summer was kind of when I needed to, I really wanted to do something creative, and I didn't know. Like, I wasn't really feeling like doing drawings. I wasn't really feeling like doing anything. And, doing a whole webcomic, because I've been tinkering around with with that idea. And I was looking, and, you know, I looked at a couple scripts, and I listened to some audio, and I was like, oh shit, like, this is some cool stuff. You know, like, you just hit record on your computer or on your phone or something, and you can make, like, a whole piece from start to finish, and there's not a lot of, you know, I'm not trying to say this as if, like, people aren't putting, you know, the work in it, because I'm sure a lot of VAs are very hardworking, and, you know, they put everything into their performances and into their scripts. But there is something that is just so instant and so raw about doing audio, especially if you're doing, like, improv. You just hit record and just keep going, and, like, you'll have a whole story just like that. Whereas, like, I'm just, like, comparing it to art. Where art, you know, you got the sketch down, kind of like an outline for a script, and then, you know, you got to do the line work and the coloring, the shading, and, or like with design, you want to make sure the composition is all good and what have you. But I feel like with art, it's faster for me to put it down and forget about it and, like, never pick it up again, versus like telling a story with recording, or, like, with like, a script. And, like, that's the thing with audio and scripts. Like, you don't have to do, like, a whole, you know, like, a whole freaking series or a feature-length thing. You know, you can do as little as, like, what, like, 3 minutes, less than, and, you know, to as long as you need it. You can even do, like, series, but it's, I don't know, hard to explain. I think the best way to put it in, like, words is, for me personally, there's not a lot of commitment needed to get something done, right? Like, most of, if not all of my audios are usually just, like, one take, and then I just put it out there. Like, even with, like, my scripts, like, I write it all down. I probably go over it, like, once or twice and make sure, you know, I don't have anything, you know, spelled weird or using a term that's wrong, and, or, like, with grammar's all off. But, no, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time myself, like, going in and going in heavy with different takes and crazy sound effects and really intricate scripts. And it's quick and it's fun, and I can actually say that I have completed work, right? And a lot of my work in progress doesn't stay work in progress compared to, like, art. I really veered off there. So I don't understand that question, so I don't know. There's a guy playing endless guitar solos. Like, did you write this when you were, like, inebriated? Like, what? I don't understand that. Who's Eric? And then, yeah, I think we're nearing the end here. Yep. Yeah, we're nearing the end. I'm just getting, like, cross-eyed here. Do you agua or do you aqua? Shut the fuck up. I do both. I appreciate both. But, yeah. So here's my too early, too soon AMA. I don't know if that was useful for any of you, or if you just wanted to listen to me ramble on. Yeah, I hope to do this again, because this is kind of fun. I'm just, like, hanging out talking to myself as if I don't already do that. Yeah. Okay, until then, guys.